we were talking about subcontractors.
Yep, yep.
Good evening, Prophet Dig. Good to see you today. I'm here with Jeff Spencer.
Howdy.
Chris Work.
What's up?
I'm Jeff Givens. If you like the content that we produce, please like the video, leave a comment.
Yep.
Share it with your friends.
Mm-hmm. Subscribe to the channel.
Subscribe to the channel. Check us out at ProfitDig.com if you're looking for an app for bidding and costing for your company.
Absolutely. Yep. And this video is not brought to you by Miller Lite. Therefore, I'll keep the label turned in.
Yeah.
Fellas.
How's it going?
Good to see everyone. It's a little hot in here this evening.
It's warm in here.
You know, the entire country, I guess, or this region is under a heat wave.
A little hot everywhere right now.
The AC is doing all it can to keep us cool and in tune with you guys. And we're struggling. I ain't going to lie. It's hot.
Yeah, it's pretty warm in here.
Whew. Well, we'll get through it.
We were talking about subcontractors.
Yep.
And maybe some of the conditions you might look for a subcontractor in, especially if you're maybe a newer company. When the market's hot or when things are slow, like what conditions are better to find a good subcontractor?
Well, you know, it's, I guess, part of, you know, looking for one, like, you know, is it something that you want to bid on that you don't self-perform? Then, you know, yes, you're going to have a sub if you're going to bid on that. Now, as far as a hot market versus a cold market, you know, is availability of subs. So, you know, it's kind of two different things there. But, you know, when the market's hot, it's really tough to find subs because everybody's working. You know, it's especially, you know, good quality subs, you know, the kind of people that you would want to have to help build your reputation, you know, on a job site, you know, they're going to be busy. It's going to be really hard to get them, you know, in a hot market. Unless you have built a good standing relationship with them, you know, they may, like, you know, hey, you know, this guy here, you know, he always treats me right. He pays quickly. You know, he always gives me the information and stuff I need to get my portion of the job going and get finished and get out where I can go to the next one. So, you know, we're going to give him a little favoritism. You know, we're going to work with him, you know, so it's kind of one of those deals, you know, when you get a good sub, it's kind of a, you know, I'll scratch your back, you scratch my back kind of deal.
Yeah,
sure.
You know, if you can look out for your subs, and that's what I've told guys in the past that work for me, not just the company I'm at now, but your other companies previously and when I had my own business. When you sign that contract with the GC and you're a sub, then at that point for that job, you no longer or an employee of that company that you work for. I mean, you theoretically are, but you become an employee of that company. You're representing them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and hopefully that's a relationship you're trying to build or want to build or may have already built. So that's kind of the mentality that helps out, you know, is to look at that like, you know, I'm under contract. You know, from this point on this particular job, I work for this GC. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm on his payroll. You know, I'm working to give him the best job I can possibly give to where I can get paid first and foremost, but I've built a relationship now to where he's going to contact me on the next job.
Yeah.
You know, I've moved a rung up the ladder, you know, like, you know, hey, I'm getting closer to being his number one guy. You may be his number one guy.
And if you're the one that's subbing out, you're looking for those qualities too,
yes.
Right? Dependability.
Yes. Yeah.
Making sure that people are showing up, doing good quality work.
Yes.
Really just the basics, right? I mean, the things, basic expectations.
Yeah.
And so there's no bad time, I guess, to grow your company. So let's just say we're in a hot market, things are booming, and I'm like, okay, you know, let's seize this opportunity to grow. Well, my sub can only do so much. I can, you know, I can't have him on so many jobs at once.
Right.
So, I mean, is in a hot market a time where you might branch out and roll the dice on a new sub that you, you know, I'm not saying someone you've never heard of, but I mean, in terms of like trying to develop that relationship and, you know, laying that quality of work that you expect from the subs you currently have. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that a good time to bring someone new in to
possibly
try to expand your business?
Possibly, you know, you definitely want to know something about them.
Sure.
But, you know, just like you said, you know, you're talking about the quality of work, because the GC you're working for or the contractor you're working for, the contractor you're working for may be a sub under the GC. So right. You may be a sub of a sub. Right. But either way, you still are representing that company, and so you want to be able to do quality work because they've got a reputation of quality work.
Absolutely.
And so if you're not doing quality work, you know, they're going to start using you less and less or cut you off, right. You know. But to what you're saying is, like, don't just go out there and grab the first Joe Blow mm-hmm. that you come across. You know, make sure you know a little bit of something about them. And it's good to, when you're building relationships with subs, you know, if it's a field that you're going to bid on, just say concrete, for instance. So you're a grading guy, but, you know, you want to bid on some concrete work and get into concrete and you use this sub. Well, you know, have three or four subs lined up, you know, that you deal with that do reputable work that you would be happy to use either one of them on any job. Mm. Yeah. That way you've got some flexibility, you know, like this guy's tied up, that guy, well, this guy here I normally use, you know, he's free.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, so, you know, if you're tied to one sub, it's really going to be difficult to get them on one job, let alone multiple jobs.
Right. And for you to grow.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I think in the past, too, we've talked about, you know, you might want to be a little careful sometimes, too, about using subs, right? Like when you're, especially if the market's not in the best conditions, like work's not hot in this particular area.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be putting markups on those subs.
On
those
subs.
And you don't want to overinflate your bid and then lose a job.
Completely right.
Yeah.
And, you know, and to build on to what you just said, you know, don't get too carried away. There's a lot of people out there that get over eager. You know, they want to do as much work on this job as possible. So they start looking at the paving, start looking at the concrete. They start looking at this, start looking at that, and they start hiring subs or getting quotes from subs. Well, especially in a slow market, nobody wants to hire a sub that you can't make money off of. You know, you want to be able to mark them up. But you got guys over here that have the capability of doing all that in-house. Mm-hmm. And you may be bidding against them. So now you've got
bigger companies.
Right, bigger right. companies. Right. And you've got guys that you're trying to sub to with a markup on their price, which they're probably not going to be as cheap as a guy that's already got everything set up. So, you know, you probably going to cost yourself a awarded job there.
Hmm.
Gotcha. So I guess the point is then is look at your subs, look at your line items, everything we're bidding on here, and at some point you may not expect to earn a profit on a particular area of the job, you know, depending on the sub. And I guess, okay, so that raises another question. Are we almost out of time here? I want to ask it quickly, though. So does that play a role here if, let's say, I'm looking to break even on a piece of this job because I'm getting all of this, the other components here? I assume then I want to have a sub that I have complete confidence in on that particular item because I'm not making money on it. He is, but it's allowing me to get the larger scope of the project.
It's possible, yes, but I would really want to know everything I could about that sub because you're not going to mark him up. You know, if he was to walk off the job or something comes up and he's like, you know, I can't do this portion or something, then you can at least use some of your markup or the profit you have in that to cover some of your expenses because you're under contract at this point. If he just up and leaves you, you got to finish his scope of work.
Right.
Yeah. And the next guy that comes in, he may be 15-20% higher than what he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to really, you know, be cautious on that. But there has been times that I have zeroed out my markup on my sub or kept it very low, like a 2 or 3% markup on a reputable sub.
Someone you knew.
Yeah, that I could, you know, try to pick up a decent sized job.
Yeah, and I think we've talked about that too when the conditions aren't great. Mm-hmm. That if you've built these good relationships either as a sub yourself or as the GC on the job, or even if you're like multi layers of subs,
yeah,
you can kind of bring and help out some of those people along the way if you know that they need the work. Mm-hmm. Or vice versa, you've built a good relationship with a GC, mm-hmm. and you know, you can use that networking and say, hey, we could really use your help right here, like put my guys to work for the next couple of months. We've got a gap.
Mm-hmm.
And having those relationships built.
Yeah.
That's something you can leverage.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of jobs out there now or projects that bid, because a lot of your bigger GCs have gone to using just subs only. They've only got a handful of people that pretty much oversee the job, not really hands-on. And every once in a while, you know, you'll have a project come up where the owner of that project will require like 25 or 50% of that project has to be installed by the GC. So, you know, it's like they're kind of limiting your sub work. You know, they're saying, you know, like, hey, you know, we're not going to pay you just to sit back and manage this project. You know, we want hands-on. We want you to participate on actually putting this project together.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't see them very often, but every once in a while you get to where you get a percentage requirement of them to self-perform.
Well, that brings up another question that I'm going to hold on, because it might even be another topic. So,
all right,
we'll wrap it up here, fellas. Jeff, right, thank you for your knowledge, man. As always.
Appreciate
Jeff
y'all. Kevins.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Producer Jerry, thank you back there behind the camera. Well, you let us in. You want me to take us out?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Hey, look, if you enjoyed the discussion here, like the video, subscribe to the channel, leave us some comments. Do you have questions or something you want to talk about? Let us know. Check us out at ProfitDig.com. I'm very confident that we have developed the world's easiest and probably least expensive, I'm fairly certain, job bidding and construction job bidding and costing solution. Check us out, ProfitDig.com. Hope to see you there soon.
See you
later.